And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, let's talk a little bit about marketing and specifically this idea of holding the client accountable, not just ourselves.
Right. Marketing is one of those things that ultimately the responsibility is of the person who is most invested in the project success. So if your client invested in a show, ultimately it is up to them, obviously, to bring in the right guests and in order for it to work. But since you are responsible for your studio, then your client's success becomes ultimately your responsibility. So you should do everything you can do to help them make sure the right people are there. And that includes holding them accountable. So that's one of these kind of Russian nesting dolls. Obviously, ultimately, the client has to be personally accountable. But since it is your studio and they are your client, then you become personally accountable. So you should be trying to do everything you can do, including kind of being that respectfully confrontive and saying, look, you got to bring the right people in here. This is the only way this is going to work is if you're asking the right guests to be in here. And it's not something that is going to happen by magic. They're going to have to make calls. They're going to have to do, you know, send emails. And then you might have to help them too in order to show them that it's possible. And then it's doable. So that's one of those things where whoever writes the check ultimately is responsible for marketing.
All right. Well, let's talk just for a minute about why one of our clients might not invite enough of the right people on their show. Why wouldn't they?
They might not believe as much as we believe in the power that they could get that guest. They might not feel confident that their show is worthy for that guest to appear there, and they don't want to risk looking silly. There's a lot of fear is always at the heart of it in some regard. It's one of those things where whenever we've done a show, I know even when I started this from the very beginning, I always thought my show was important and worth being on. I never had a kind of inferiority complex about anything I produced. So the client has to really believe it. And that's sometimes difficult for some clients.
Yeah, and I think the other trap they can fall into as well is inviting kind of local or micro celebrities, people that are fun to talk about at the cocktail party that you had them on the show, but don't really fit that guest profile. That's an easy trap for particularly new clients to fall into as well, isn't it?
Right, and that becomes a distraction. And then, again, it's your job to keep them focused on the objective, which is to get more clients. And that's really the magic of the platform. It helps you get more clients if you ask the right people onto the show.
But sometimes you really do have to just buck up and be professionally confrontive and say, look, we really need to let's go back to the strategy that we outlined and let's make sure that we're inviting a critical mass, enough of the right kind of people on the show to fully leverage this platform.
Yeah. And the beauty of this is we show our work. So everything they've done is out there. You can show pictures and you can ask them point blank. Hey, is this person going to ever write you a check? Is this person? You invited 10 people and none of them are going to write you a check. Then how do you expect this to be successful?